这里是 BBC Learning English。
Curious
好奇吗？
Curious
英国问答为您讲解。
Then ask about Britain。
We all love a good book.
Yes, I love horror novels by Stephen King.
And a good romance is always entertaining.
是的。不过英国著名的小说作家都有谁呢？
And what books do British people like to read? Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是董征。
We've had a question from Benjamin, who's working in Singapore. He wants to know more about popular British novels and writers.
为此，我们专门采访了伦敦南部一家叫做 The Bookshop on the Heath 这个书店的店主 Richard Platt. 请他给我们先讲一讲呢，他书店的顾客们都最喜欢读什么样的小说？
We always get asked for the evergreens, as I call them, of British fiction. By that, I mean people like Agatha Christie, P.G. Wodehouse, Ian Fleming, best known for his James Bond stories, Graham Greene. Those are four that trip off the tongue.
Richard talks about the evergreens of British fiction. By that, he means the books that stay popular forever, even if they're old.
Evergreen 这个词就是常青的意思，和我们中文的使用方法是一样的，既可以用它来赞颂那些长盛不衰的人物或者事物，也可以用它来形容冬天不落叶子的常青植物。
Did you hear some of the authors Richard talked about?
Yes, I did. Richard 刚才呢给我们说到了阿加莎·克里斯蒂的著名侦探小说系列，还有英国作家 P.G. 爱德豪斯，还有写《007》詹姆士邦德系列的 E.N. 弗莱明，还说到了格莱姆·格林。
Richard uses the expression to trip off the tongue. He says that these British authors are just a few of the many great British writers who he can think of. He thought of their names quickly. Their names trip off the tongue.
还有一种相类似的说法是 to spring to mind, 就是首先跃入脑海的，就是首先能想到的意思。
So why does Richard think that these authors are evergreen or everlasting?
They've stood the test of time.Our parents read them, our grandparents in many cases read them, and they are so quintessentially British that they will go on for as long as I can think.
Richard 他认为这些著名的作家和他们的小说经受住了时间的考验。They stood the test of time.
They've been read by people's parents and grandparents, and the reason is they are quintessentially British novels.
Quintessentially British, 最典型、最精华的英国小说。
Get better at English.
Get better at English.
增强信心。
Listen.
听。
Speak.
说。
With BBC Learning English.
Okay, so you walk into a bookshop in Britain, like Richard's, and you want to buy something good to read. Here's what Richard would recommend to read.
My favourite book that I think I've read in the last few years is a novel by Sebastian Faulks called Birdsong, which is about a love story set in the First World War in France. It's such a page-turner. It's so beautifully written that it really is a work of art.
Richard 给我们推荐了一本叫做 Birdsong 鸟之歌的小说，这本书讲述的是一个爱情故事，故事的发生是在第一次的世界大战期间。 It's set in the First World War.
The book was so interesting and so easy to read. Richard says it is a page turner.
A page turner 就是看了让人爱不释手，一定要一篇一篇一直看下去停不下来的书。
So what kind of books are British people buying?
Well, we've got a lot of crime fiction that we sell. Authors such as Ian Rankin, that your listeners may have heard of. He's a Scottish writer, very, very popular. Other crime fiction, I've mentioned Agatha Christie, of course. She always sells well.
看来侦探小说是深受读者喜爱的。Richard 说呢，像阿加莎·克里斯蒂这样的作家的书呢，是很畅销的。They sell well.
He also mentions Ian Rankin, who also writes crime novels. He's Scottish. These are the kinds of books that fly off the shelves.
Books that fly off the shelves 并不是说这些书从书架上都飞走了，而是形容书的畅销，在书架上呢都待不长，一本一本的马上都被人买走了。
What would you recommend, Jean?
Well, Andrea, I think I would recommend... 我肯定要第一推荐 Jane Austen 的几部小说。
Until the next time, happy reading Benjamin in Singapore and all you other bookworms.
还有我和 Andrea 这两位在 BBC Learning English 的读书虫也要和大家说再见了。Bye!
Bye!